Well, I have an amazing guest for us this afternoon, and I say amazing because it's going to feature a concert from an artist we have not heard of in years. We've heard of, but just haven't heard her. Let me correct myself. David Mirvish is going to be presenting Ofra Harnoy in a special concert that marks her return to performing after a 15-year hiatus. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Carrie.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Great. Well, this is a tremendous piece of news. Can you give us some background on the concert, first of all, and then we'll talk about the 15 years, if you like.
Well, it's going to encompass everything I've done throughout my career, everything from Baroque through Romantic and some
unusual. One night's
unusual,
not enough.
I know.
One night is not enough.
Managing to cram a lot into one night. Yeah, the first half is mostly classical music, mm-hmm. and the second half I'll be doing everything from Gershwin to Beatles, Simon and Garfunkel, Seal, and beyond. So,
I still think it's not enough for one night for everything you've done in your career. You have some amazing colleagues that night. Could you give us a rundown?
The conductor will be David Andrews Rogers, who actually met quite recently working with American in Paris here in Toronto. Mm-hmm, and he mm-hmm. has a wide range of both classical and pop experience. And then the amazing trumpet player Michael Harriet, Sean Harkness, and some excellent orchestra musicians, and even a gospel choir.
So even a gospel choir. And it's no small band either. You've got a 40-piece orchestra to back you up.
Yes.
Can you give us just a quick, just a pricey, because you have this wonderful unusual combination of trumpet with Mike and cello. And that's not so often heard. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, we originally thought to just try doing the summertime for trumpet and cello, mm-hmm. actually flugelhorn and cello, and the combination was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, the voices worked so well together that we just gradually started adding some more things. So there'll be, we're doing a version of Michelle together, and then a whole bunch of other surprises. And I think there'll be a lot of more of that in the future.
So what's stopping you from getting a concerto written? For
well,
that combination.
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. So all the composers listening should make, be sending you their ideas. That's such a great combination.
It is. It works really well.
You would think maybe the trumpet would overpower you, but it doesn't work that way.
No. And also musically, we think so much alike mm-hmm. that that's one of the reasons why it works so well.
What can you tell us about this hiatus that you'd care to share?
Well, it was a combination of things. I mean, I did start a family. I pared down my touring during that time, and then my mother became ill with cancer, and I basically stopped touring at that time to take care of her. That was mm-hmm. about 5 years until her death.
Yes.
I tried briefly to make a comeback, but didn't realize that my shoulder, from all the years of touring and recording, had completely fallen apart. So apparently all the tendons, everything was torn. And my usual tactic of braving through and you know, just putting up with the pain didn't work anymore.
It didn't serve you that time.
So I actually had major reconstructive surgery in Texas with a doctor who does all the big baseball players and athletes. And he fixed everything. Mm-hmm. And then it's just been a matter of therapy and gaining strength. And now, I mean, I understand the human body in such a different way because I won't let this reoccur mm-hmm. because I understand how to support the muscles, and I work with trainers and physiotherapists.
Right.
And I actually feel stronger now than I ever did.
You have just summed up in a few words what must represent years of consideration.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, the most difficult part for me was not being able to make music mm-hmm. because for me, music is like breathing and sleeping. I mean, it's not something that's an option, and I was very unhappy not having that in my life.
When you're listening to music, when you look to your collection of things you listen to for pleasure, what would surprise us?
Well, I actually love all good music. I listen to a lot of jazz. I like everything from reggae to pop. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's if you actually go through my I don't know what to call it, playlists.
Yeah, sure.
There's really a little bit of everything.
It's a folk salad.
Folk music, gypsy music. Yeah, it's quite a salad.
Well, but you're such an expert in so many genres, but if you could choose a genre that you haven't really dabbled in, what would it be?
Well, it's something I'm trying out in this concert on the 17th.
So you're unstoppable, is what you're saying.
I'm unstoppable.
Okay, so what is it?
I've loved some of the songs by Seal.
Uh-huh.
And I've always imagined cello, orchestra, choir arrangements of this Seal music. So I'm actually trying that out. And they sound beautiful. I got a chance to play some of them in Hawaii when I was there recently. And the audience loved it, and it was a pleasure to do.
Well, that was your Hawaiian performance was, correct me please if I'm wrong, a kind of dress rehearsal for this upcoming concert.
Yes, yes. I had two concerts in Hawaii recently, and I got to try out the program, and it was a huge success there. And I'm really looking forward to getting a chance to do it with the full ensemble.
No kidding. Huh? It's going to be beautiful. The concert is Saturday, November 17th, 8 p.m. at the Ed Mirvish Theater. Ed Mirvish or Mirvish.com. is the website, Mirvish.com.
Yes.
Let me say thank you for being here and also welcome back.
Thank you. My pleasure.